Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 89 of Ravens Weekly. Not our usual podcast episode this evening, given the heartbreaking news of the weekend. Myself and Matt thought it only appropriate to use a platform to obviously pay tribute to Dave and obviously share with supporters some of the latest of what we know.
Now, most of you, in fact, a vast majority, if not all of you listening to this podcast, will have known Dave and the fantastic work that he produced and the wonderful person that it was. But here's a bit of background as to Dave Roberts and his story as a Bromley supporter. He was a supporter of Bromley Football Club since he was a young boy and followed the club's fortunes as we made our way up from regional leagues to the National League in more recent years. And we both know, Jeff, what a proud moment that was for Dave upon promotion to the National League. And aside from being a hardcore supporter, Dave's contribution to the club was huge. He wrote a number of books, some of which were about his journeys as a Bromley supporter and fortunes following his beloved club. His works included The Bromley Boys, which was later made into a film and screened worldwide, and further publications included The Long, Long Road to Wembley, which received a 5-star review from Waterstones, Home and Away, and 32 programmes. And I think a really important part of this is to say that he didn't only connect with Bromley supporters through his work, but actually football fans across the world. And I think all of the messages that we're seeing at the moment from far and wide and different countries and different clubs really, really goes to show that. And actually, Dave's work actually persuaded, I think, a lot of people to adopt Bromley as a second team and to look out for Bromley's results, which is really quite special.
Just sorry, very quickly on that, was the Home and Away programme. Is that the one that he launched in the Wetherspoons in Bromley when we got Jack Holland and Wetherspoons, sorry, Waterstones?
Yes, Waterstones, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, sorry about that. I meant Waterstones. Obviously, I think Mash was a host in the night. We had Jack Holland, we had Neil Smith there. I just remember it being a really, really lovely evening.
It was fantastic, and we actually caught up Dave and with Dave afterwards, and he featured on our podcast. Actually, I'm not sure what episode that was. It was quite a while back, but it was great to speak to Dave and get him involved in the podcast. And I know as well that he was an avid listener of Ravens Weekly, which means a lot.
To see Waterstones just packed like that
it was amazing, wasn't it?
To listen to the reading was superb.
It was amazing, and what a fantastic event. And I know that Dave was very appreciative of the support that he received on that night and the support that the book received. And carrying on about Dave and his life, he obviously moved out to the USA for quite a while, but his love for Bromley continued. And I think it's fair to say, if you follow him on social media, you could see his reactions to matches, win or lose. You know, Dave's social media was a very, very interesting place and very entertaining, actually.
I remember when some of the games that he'd come back for, and typically the programmes are sold out. And I just remember the guilt coming over me when he would come and knock on the office doors to say where a programme is. I think we managed to find him one every time. But
and talking of knocking on the office door, Jeff, he actually featured as our mascot on one occasion. He got into the Ronin in the Raven costume. It was actually a dream of his, wasn't it? He really wanted to do that. It was one thing he wanted to tick off his list at Bromley FC.
He writes about it extensively in the book, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. It's incredible. And I think it was Cookie shared the
There's
photo.
A great photo. Was it? It was on, what's the football magazine? Was it When Saturday Comes?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he had a double page or a 4-page spread in there. And yeah, you had the photo. The photos, it was brilliant.
And Jeff, you talk about when Dave would come to Hayes Lane. I think it's fair to say he would always receive a very, very warm welcome. And it's very interesting to see that actually a supporters or a official fan club, I should say, was formed, and they sponsored some matches, didn't they? The Dave Roberts fan
that
club.
That was brilliant. Yeah,
wonderful.
That's absolutely superb.
And I know he really appreciated that. I don't think that he knew about it. And we were speaking to him and we said, oh, the Dave Roberts fan club. And he said, what? What's this? I don't know about this. It was absolutely wonderful to see. But even obviously when he wasn't able to attend games due to being away and obviously more recently in his Yorkshire home, he'd always tune into the commentary and say hello to us and watch the match updates. And God bless him, even when he was battling his illness recently, he was still avidly following the team and listening to the commentary and interacting with all of us. And he obviously put on a very, very brave face during his battle. And we know for a fact that he appreciated all of the messages of support that he received as well.
I was going to say, obviously, Liz's tweet, I think Liz put out a tweet from Dave Roberts' account, didn't she, that obviously summed it up pretty well, on the fact that he knew how well he was sort of loved and appreciated by the Bromley fans. And obviously, Matt, we've we've caught up with Liz this week, obviously, and she's sort of provided a bit of updates for us, obviously, with regards to funeral arrangements, etc.
Yes, so Dave's funeral, it has been confirmed, will take place on Monday the 20th of December. The funeral itself obviously will be in Yorkshire and will be for family and friends only. However, a live stream or a webcast, if you prefer, of the service is being organised, and this will be shown in our Ravens Bar for supporters and those that knew
that
Dave
was, and that was
around
obviously
here.
Dave's, that was Dave's request, obviously.
Yes,
I know
it
he
was.
He reached out a good couple of weeks or so ago. I think it was to myself and Jerry Dillian to speak about his wishes and stuff. So, the exact timings, etc., but will be confirmed shortly. But that's going to be in the Ravens Bar on Monday the 20th.
So please do keep your eyes peeled for details on that for those of you that wish to pay your respects. Another thing to add to that, Jeff, is we've put it in the information provided by the club tonight. We understand that gifts, rather than floral tributes and anything else, Dave wished for support to be directed towards a Bromley charity, and we're going to be able to confirm, aren't we, more details on that in due course.
Yeah, so like I say, we're just going to double confirm the exact charity. And make sure we've got an easy way that supporters can show their support and sort of place a lasting memory and a tribute to Dave there as well. And then obviously, of course, for Saturday, the visit of Wildstone, obviously a minute's applause, Matt.
Yes, having spoken to Liz, and I must highlight Heather Bruce as well, who a lot of Bromley supporters will know has been a really helpful in this very, very tough time. I know has been talking to Liz and obviously liaising with us as well. We all agreed that a minute's applause would be a fitting way to honour the memory of Dave in tomorrow's game. And obviously we asked that all supporters and all spectators at the game take part in that. And I've actually seen a few Wildstone supporters passing on their condolences and saying how much they love Dave's work as well. So I'm hoping that the away fans are going to really support us in that as well on the day.
And Matt, we're obviously recording this late on Friday night. I know we are expecting to receive a message from Dave's wife, Liz, and the sons, Billy and Frank, shortly. I know they wanted to pass on their thanks and appreciation to all the support that's been shown to them by the Bromley Sport and Bromley faithful. But obviously we've not received that yet, and I'm sure the moment we do, Matt, we'll obviously share that on the website and social media, etc., for everyone. But in the meantime, obviously, Matt, just be great to everybody on Saturday. Get on that terrace and join in that minute's applause pre-match.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a really touching moment, and I think it'll be quite an emotional one for a lot of people as well. I know that Billy, Dave's son, and his partner will be coming to the game themselves, and I'm sure it's going to be very emotional for them. But Billy himself, we've been talking a lot on Twitter, and he said he wouldn't miss it for the world, and just can't thank everybody enough for all the outpourings of love and support that have been received, and it's really made a world of difference to them.
Absolutely brilliant. We'll be back again as normal next week, but in the meantime, obviously, we'd love to see as many of you as possible on Saturday at Hayes Lane as we pay our tributes, obviously, to Dave Roberts, the Bromley boy.